security right now. Just watching, making sure that guy looks a little shit.
All right, so I'm here with Belushi Speedball. And Belushi Speedball could be any number of people.
Yeah.
It could be...
in Belushi Speedball.
Everybody's in... Belushi Speedball could be just Vinny by himself with a fucking bass drum on his back, guitar, and just banging it out like the Totino's Pizza guy on TV. But it's a community band. That's the best way I could ever describe Speedball.
You.
It's an everybody band. Yeah. So everybody introduce yourselves.
Daniel, get closer.
Come on in, Daniel. It's okay. We're all friends here.
One, personal space. Two, stay out of my personal space.
I just farted, right. Daniel. It's okay.
Daniel, introduce yourself.
My name's Daniel. I play drums at Belushi Speedball 2.
Yeah, what's your last name?
Neil.
What other band do you play drums in?
Era of Machines.
Are they better than us?
No comment.
Yeah.
But hey, if you got Facebook or YouTube, throw it out there so everybody knows where to find you.
It's all, for Air Machines, it's, Facebook.
.com/ The Misfits.
Clint Danzig just filed a lawsuit against me on the podcast. He's drawing it up now in LA.
Go ahead, Daniel, tell him.
No, just search for Air Machines on Facebook, and I don't think there's anything.
Era, ERA.
Yep. Yeah, have you guys put out anything today? Or not today, but this year?
Yeah, we put out an album a couple months ago, something like that. So, yeah.
Nice.
We got one thing on Spotify. All right.
Hell yeah. All right. Good deal. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Luke Butts. I just recently quit Dick Diddy Blood Punch. It just wasn't my thing. I moved on to bigger and better things, so I turned around and went to Belushi Speedball. You know what I mean? I gotta tell you something, Vinny's got this brother out there who looks exactly like me. His name is Rocco, and just, I really wish he'd stop doing impressions of me. He doesn't look a damn thing like me, and just, Rocco, if you're listening to this, please stop, dude.
Who's got the better credit score?
No comment.
There's no way Luke Butts has a good credit score.
Maybe it'll be Rocco on Sundays when he goes down and picks up that Cadillac.
Luke Butts is actually an 850.
He's actually got better credit than all of us.
We don't discuss Luke Butts' credit, okay?
All right. Vinny Crastellano. It's my Facebook name. I'm in Belushi Speedball 1, 2, and 4. We don't talk about 3.
Belushi Speedball 3 is a very touchy subject.
We don't talk about it.
It really is.
It involves U of L and us losing our championship.
It's a serious thing in Louisville. For those of you who listen outside of the city, it was wrong. Those kids got robbed. I'm not going to get too deep on it, but they got robbed. Long live the championship.
And Tony, you got to introduce yourself. You just played in Belushi Speedball officially tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This is Tony. I talk to you all the time. I talk to you when I'm driving in the car. And I'd like to tell you guys a little bit about it. The platform is, as I do this while I'm driving in the car. So if I'm like going to work or going to the store, dropping my kids off or whatever.
Love it.
I throw a CD on, it plays in the background. Sometimes I talk about it, whatever it might be.
By the way, speaking of your kid, I cannot respond to your son on Facebook. I'm a teacher, if you can let him know. I appreciate all the fan mail he sends me, though. He sends me pictures and stuff. He's like, I love your band, Vinny. I'm like, I can't talk to you.
He talks about it a lot.
Oh, that's good.
He talks about it a lot. He's like, dude, when's the, next time Speedball's playing? And I'm like, part of me is like, you don't want to hear your 10-year-old say the word Speedball. But then at the same time, like, that's okay, though, because he's talking about music, and it's totally, it's totally fine.
We're doing
it. Vince, I've been looking all over for you.
We're doing an interview because we're famous now.
I'm really proud of you.
Hit the big time.
I'm really proud of everybody.
Yeah. See? The guy stepping in, high-fiving. I don't know him personally, but I know him from the Book and Music Exchange, where I've bought lots of albums, comic books, UCDs, and games.
But, Sarah, you work at Book and Music?
And I saw him at Kroger a few times, too, over on Goss Avenue. We shopped the same place.
I don't work there anymore.
Well, I know, but that's where I remember you from.
Oh, yeah.
Spent a lot of money there.
Oh, no, somebody else asked me.
Dude, it's going to be like that for, five more years, probably.
Did I miss Luke? I hope I didn't miss Luke, Vince.
No, Rocco. You did. You missed Luke Butts, Rocco.
Oh, the shit. I really wanted to talk things over with this
guy. He's like an Italian Spider-Man. He just crawled right up the wall and disappeared.
God, you know what I mean? I just feel so bad, impersonating him.
Doing an interview, Andrew Robertson. You want in on this action?
Absolutely.
This is one of Vinny's friends, Andrew Robertson. Hello, Andrew Robertson. My name's Tony.
How's it going, guys?
Welcome to the circle.
You're in the band now.
The shittiest member of the band. That's Johnny Couture for sure.
Oh, yeah. Daniel, what do you say?
Is Johnny the least talented of us all?
The least talented. We make dress up in a T-Rex costume just so you guys know.
No comment.
He's too positive.
You haven't seen anything until you've seen a room that's 7 foot tall with a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex body surfing across the entire top of the crowd.
Yeah. With a grown man inside of it.
And I was watching his nose just like skin the ceiling.
Thank God. Thank God.
Dude, the guy who owns Spinelli's down there, he's a fucking champ. A lot of the places you guys play, and I was discussing on the way here that places, different bars are different coolnesses. But you guys go to like Kaiju and fuck that place up.
Oh yeah,
fuck yeah, I love Kaiju. And
Ken loves it.
And McKinley Moore is super cool with it. But
Ken likes it because he lets us do that, and we always bring a really decent crowd there.
And everybody cleans up. It's one of the most
community thing.
It's to the point now where I don't even really have to clean up. It gets cleaned up before I leave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It almost makes me want to call Ian Mackay and be like, "Look, we've got this little thing going on in Louisville, just like you guys had back in the '80s. You remember that, the DC house? Everybody cleaned up after themselves, and everybody was friends."
Well, it's funny because like you got guys that'll grab brooms out of the crowd and just, you know.
Yeah, I swear to God, there are probably people that come to the fucking shows with brooms in their goddamn car just to clean up afterwards because it's so much fun.
Love it.
You know, people don't understand speedball until you come and see it. You have to come and see it.
Chaos.
This show really was.
You got to be there. It doesn't matter if it's at the Taproom, Kaiju, downtown, uptown. If you come and see it, it'll be a guaranteed good time. Every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
Daniel, what did you think of tonight's show?
Do you want my honest take on it?
Yeah.
I think we could have performed a little bit better tonight, but it was pretty good overall.
Sloppy.
I personally felt like the double bass rolls could have been a little bit faster, but that's just me.
No.
I'm kidding. They're like lightning speed, but those are real. Listen.
You kidding
those
me?
Are real.
Teacher right there, man.
These are real double bass rolls. These aren't the people who are skidding their ankles and shit back. If this is like the actual, this man could probably run a serious mile if he wanted to.
It was tough for me, Daniel, because I'm not used to not having participation.
Yeah.
Crowd was a little rough.
Oh, yeah.
But you were still out there. You were still crowd surfing.
Dude, I was having trouble too with my stuff, man. Cable came unplugged, and like with him, the pedal board went out.
But the important part is everybody got together. They came in close.
At the end there.
At the end. And even though shit was wild, Vinny still managed to get on top of an entire group of people.
He started off with a room full of strangers.
And they groped the shit out of him.
Yeah,
so, I was watching. They groped him so hard.
I felt really bad,
dude. They were just grabbing at you like Return of the Living Dead. And Quigley just fucking trying to tear you up. Maybe that's what Vinny really wants secretly. His fans to just tear him apart.
Secretly, that's the only thing.
Eat him alive.
It's the Belushi dream, dude.
It's the Belushi dream ball.
Love it. Getting devoured.
When's the next show?
Daniel, you still playing with us November 24th?
Yep. That's fine. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I haven't disappointed you enough tonight?
Nope.
All right. You're still with us?
Yep.
Good.
I mean, he paid you. I hope so.
See?
Sure.
Money talks.
No, I feel obligated.
I have yet to disappoint him enough yet.
But yeah, 24th November, where you guys playing at?
Kaiju. It's actually Kaiju? For Kaiju's birthday, yeah.
Nice.
Kaiju's birthday is the 24th?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kaiju's a sweet, sweet spot.
I love it.
Owned by the lady who runs the Dragon King's Daughter.
You still filming there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, still go.
My wife's screaming at me.
Yeah, we...
Come on in. Get into the interview circle. It's okay. Without you, Vinny could never do what he does.
That's
what?
True.
Yeah, there's no way Vinny could do what he does without the support and the love from his wife.
Behind every strong man is a strong woman.
That's exactly, exactly. The only thing, Vinny, I have to disagree with in your marriage, the entire thing, is when they ripped that Punisher out of the fucking package that was signed, that was wrong! So wrong! Everything else is beautiful, though. Congratulations.
Thank you.
My marriage is okay.
Look, there
but then they destroyed that toy.
So, you guys, catch Belushi Speedball November 24th. Kaiju, do you guys know who you're playing with yet out there?
So, I play bass with a punk band called Dog Birthday.
Yeah, talk about them.
They're a punk band called Dog Birthday, and they're on Spotify, too. You can just find them at Dog Birthday or Bandcamp, dogbirthday.bandcamp.com. But, so I'm
Hashtag Misfits.
Yeah, yeah.
Dot Misfits / Misfits.
We're for sure playing with Dog Birthday. I think Pleasure Boys are playing, which is Ken's band.
Nice, nice.
I got to look. I think Mosquito.
Sorry. All right, all
Daniel
right.
Neal's playing solo act.
He's doing a solo gig.
The Neal Experience.
Ooh, the Neal Experience.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
You need a cigarette? He smokes an electric one.
I just smoke an electric one. And weed. I can't smoke weed. Somebody was smoking weed inside, I think.
Oh, man.
We're all standing around trying to figure out who was smoking weed at the Lucy Speedball Show.
Was
real
you?
Drugs. No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
So, November 24th, catch him at Kaiju.
Yep.
It's going to be a fucking badass show.
It's going to be fun. Daniel, you got anything to add?
Nope.
Maybe next time we'll catch Diablo. He had to get home early to get ready for voting tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm sure everybody's excited about voting. I know I am. Go on down to the church and cast my ballot. I always wonder, though, if they take my seriously, like, I draw pictures on it and shit. Like, when I voted, like, in the presidential, I, like, wrote Bernie Sanders in and drew a dick on there and wrote a terrible thing.
Yeah, I'm sure that totally worked out.
I'm sure there's somebody, at least if they got a chuckle out of it in the monotony of going through all the paper ballots. Like, what a guy. I'm going to count it.
Look at that. All right, that doesn't count. Sort it out.
I want to thank Belushi Speedball and Luke Butts and all the supporters for coming out tonight here at the Tap Room at Metal Monday.
It was a fun one. It was good.
It really was. And I really enjoyed it a lot. And
who knows? We'll talk again on the 24th. Maybe we'll even get Diablo if we can fucking time down for 14 seconds to say something coherent.
It's Kaiju's birthday. Why not?
All right.
Well, go vote. You fucks, go vote.
Listen to us on Spotify.
Check out them on Spotify. Hey, do you make more money off Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify.
Spotify.
No, get them on. Because it's free to listen, then I get paid.
Yeah. Listen to them on Spotify. Belushi Speedball. They got all their shit up there.
Yep.
Make sure you check them out. 24th, Kaiju November. We'll see you guys then. Have a good night.
Oh.